Welcome, everybody, to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of women's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Shalisha Pierce and the Lady Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL playoffs and bring home a 6A women's basketball championship trophy to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports at ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
All right, live from George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas, it's Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio. This is mic number one. All right, mic number two. Testing mic number two. And you should be able to hear the crowd noise. Hold on, I'll mute these other two. All right, great. Thank you very much. I switched out my mixer. I had a brand new mixer upstairs, and I had had some trouble with that other one. One of the mic ports, was completely inoperable, and so maybe that spread throughout the rest of the mixer. I don't know why I had so much trouble last time, but we're ready to go. I appreciate it, and we'll be on the air at 6:45. Thanks.
Welcome, everybody, to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of women's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Shalisha Pierce and the Lady Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL playoffs and bring home a 6A women's basketball championship trophy to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch High School women's basketball is proudly brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rimes DDS, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, and Camp Logan Cement Works. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for tonight's Lady Longhorns basketball game. We win at the ranch.
As always, thank you, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody. And Happy New Year from all of us at GRHS iRadio to all of you. We're glad you joined us today for our first live broadcast of GRHS Women's Basketball for 2018 from Longhorns Gym on the campus of George Ranch High School in Richmond, Texas. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando, and it's always my pleasure to bring you live George Ranch High School sports on GRHS iRadio. This is the first home game for the Lady Longhorns in 2018. Coach Alicia Pierce's squad is 5-14 overall and 1-2 in district play, entering tonight's game with the Lady Bucks. And speaking of Brazoswood, they're having a tough time early on this season, just a 5-15 record, but they're 0-4 in 23-6A play. When we come back, we'll have our interview with Shalisha Pierce. We'll have some more on the district picture overall, and then we'll introduce you to the starters for tonight's game. But for now, you're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School, awaiting the tip-off. The Lady Bucks are in town from Brazoswood, and George Ranch ready to host the Lady Bucks here at George Ranch High School. In the earlier games, it was a split. George Ranch 64 and the Lady Bucks 18 in the freshman game. And in a close one, the JV Bucks beat George Ranch 30-28. Longhorns came back from a 7-9 point deficit in the JV game, but couldn't convert on some late free throws. And the Bucks won that one 30-28 after George Ranch took the freshman game 64-18. As always, we had a chance to talk to Shalisha Pierce. Our chance to talk with Shalisha Pierce in a pretty tight JV game here of late. You have some momentum coming into this game. You beat Dawson last week 55-46. And believe it or not, there's only seven or eight more home games or games total, including this one, before the playoff.
Yeah, you know, it seems like it's starting to click. So, you know, we were missing a few players against Dawson, but the girls still got it done, which was really good, which means that the things that we're working on, those things are, you know, they're starting to click and the girls are starting to get it together. So that's a good deal.
The Brazoswood Lady Bucks have had some trouble early on. Is it difficult sometimes to get your girls to focus on a game when the opposition is having some difficulty too?
Well, I guess I don't know if I say the good thing or the bad thing about our district is that everybody's games have been fairly close. So although they've been having trouble, you know, within district, they've been losing by, with the exception of Fairland, by 3 points here, 5 points here, 6 points here. So everybody's, you know, all around the same way. First round we come through, we're 5 points down against Elsick. We're a loss in overtime to Taylor. We're a loss 2 points on the road to Hastings. You know, everybody's so close together that you've got to step in every single game and play hard. So.
In preparing for the game, I was looking up some district stats, and you have 1, 2, 3, 4 players in the top 20 as far as scoring and things like that. Jaden Dunn, Milan Francis Miller, Shelby Caventa, Isabella Little. Talk about those gals for a second.
Well, I think our offense is just starting to click. So our guards are starting to score a little bit more. You know, we're going to always play from the inside out this year because we're small. So we've been spending a lot of time on shots, and luckily their shots have been falling lately. They've really focused on it these last couple of practices, especially these practices that we had over the break.
What's your focus tonight in the game?
They're a little bit bigger than we are inside. So if we can limit points on the inside, you know, within the paint, and we can take care of the ball, we'll be just fine.
Thank you. Good luck.
No problem. Thank you.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp, in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
And welcome back, everybody. And along with Camp Logan Cement Works, we'd also like to welcome one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors to our broadcast. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. The Gilman Auto Group is celebrating its 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend County communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of automobiles in their new and pre-owned inventory. Just come on out and find a vehicle that fits your needs. That's Gilman Honda Fort Bend. 26029 Southwest Freeway in Rosenberg. You can call Gilman Honda at 1-800-615-2726 or find them on the web at Gilman Honda FT Bend. That's Gilman Honda FT Bend.com. Let's take a look at some of the other games tonight in 23-6A basketball. Pearland is at Dawson, so the Battle of Pearland tonight. Also a 7 o'clock tip-off, Pearland at Dawson. Pearland is 16-11 overall, 4-0, and sitting on top of 23-6A women's basketball. Dawson 10-14 on the year and 1-2 in district play. And also going on tonight, Elsick at Hastings. Elsick 14-3, 3-1 in the district against Hastings, 15-11 and 2-2 in district play. So Brazos Wood right here at George Ranch, Pearland at Dawson, Elsick at Hastings. That means Aleef Taylor and the Lady Bears have the night off. They'll be back in action on Friday night. In our interview with Shalisha Pierce, we talked about the fact that she has four of her players in the top 20 in scoring stats for the 23-6A Region 3 team. Max Preps provides these stats to us. And George Ranch has 1, 2, 3, 4 in the top 20. Jaden Dunn is fifth on the list. She averages 10.5 points a game, 24% three-point shooter, and a 76% free-throw shooter. That's Jaden Dunn. Milan Francis Miller is 11th on the list. She averages 8.5 points a game, shooting 32%. As far as three-pointers go, and she shoots 54% from the free-throw line. Shelby Caventa is 16th on the list, 6.8 points a game. And finally, Isabella Little, the sophomore, is 18th on the list, 6.2 points a game for Isabella, shooting 25% from three-point range and 54% from the free throw line. So congratulations to Jaden Dunn, Milan Francis Miller, Shelby Caventa, and Isabella Little, all four of them in the top 20 as far as scoring goes in 23-6A. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip from George Ranch. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugarland and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
Back at George Ranch, about a little less than 2 minutes remaining before our national anthem and the opening tip. Here are the starting five for the Brazos Wood Lady Buccaneers. They come in here at 5-15, 0-4 in 23-6A play. Their last game on January 3rd, they lost to Aleef Hastings 61-26. One of the starters, a 5'3 senior, Yvonne Ware. 5'5 sophomore, Sydney Pettit. Third starter, 5'7 freshman, Christina Bolton. A 5'8 senior, Taylor Helms. And another 5'5 senior, Haley Helms. It'll be Yvonne Ware, Sydney Pettit, Christina Bolton, and then Taylor Helms and Haley Helms rounding out the starting five for the Lady Buccaneers. For George Ranch, 5'6 junior, Milan Francis Miller. A 5'4 sophomore, Jaden Dunn. 5'9 freshman, Emilian Fowler. 5'9 sophomore, Isabella Little. And a 5'6 senior, Shelby Cavinta. Starting for Shalisha Pierce and the Lady Longhorns. They come in at 5-14, 1-3 in district play. We'll give you some more information here in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem from George Ranch.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
All right, back at George Ranch, the public address announcer is giving the folks here the starting lineups. We've already done that. A little bit more on George Ranch. They won their last game on January 2nd, beat Dawson 55-46 at Dawson. Coming in here with a little bit of momentum, if you heard the interview with Coach Pierce, including this game, there are only 8 more games in the season prior to the UIL playoffs in mid-February. So George Ranch on the upswing as they come into this game, and the Lady Bucks on the downside, having dropped one on January 3rd, 61-26 to Alief Hastings. Once again, tipping off just about now in Pearland. It's Pearland at 16-11, 4-0 in the district, and on top of 23-6A play against Dawson. Dawson 10 and 14, 1 and 2 in district play. 23-6A looks like this. Pearland on top, 16 and 11, 4 and 0 in the district. A-Leaf Elsick is next, 14 and 3 overall, and 3 and 1 in the district. A-Leaf Taylor with the night off, 3 and 2 in district play, 12 and 7 overall. And then it's Hastings, Dawson, George Ranch, and Brazoswood rounding out the seven teams in 23-6A. We're ready to tip things off. In the circle is Amelian Fowler for George Ranch, and she'll jump center against 5'8 Taylor Helms. Coach Pierce noted that player for player, Brazoswood is a little bit bigger and taller inside, so their focus will be to move the ball around the perimeter and see if they can get some points outside. The tip goes to George Ranch in the hands of Isabella Little, and then she double dribbles in George Ranch's end. So the Lady Bucks will inbound right in front of their own bench, and we're underway at George Ranch. The inbound comes to Taylor Helms, back to Yvonne Ware. Ware is being pressed by Milan Francis Miller. The Bucks break the press. Now out top to Yvonne Ware. Jaden Dunn has her on the far side of the court. George Ranch is moving left to right across your radio dial, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop. However you're listening to us tonight, maybe on your cell phone, George Ranch left to right in the first half of the game, and there's a turnover by the Bucks, so we're even in that category early on here. 7:27 left in the first quarter. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio for Lady Longhorns basketball. First three-pointer of the game is on its way. It's no good. Milan Francis Miller can't get that one to drop. The putback by Emilian Fowler also is a little bit hard and goes over the rim. And the rebound to the Lady Bucks. First shot on its way and in by Christina Bolton. That's a three-pointer from way outside. And the Lady Bucks lead 3-0. To Shelby Kavinta. Emilian Fowler out top. To Milan Francis Miller. Jaden Dunn from the corner. And she hits a three-pointer. And we're all knotted up now at three. Jaden Dunn averaging 9.8 points a game. And a timeout is called. The Longhorns look like they had the interception on the pass. But Lindsey Robertson, the coach, called a timeout. And that's where we stand. This is a short timeout. We'll keep it here and kind of bring you up to date on what's happened. A three-pointer by Christina Bolton opened the game. Christina, a 5'7 freshman for the Brazoswood Lady Bucks. She got the first points of the ball game for the Bucks. Jaden Dunn answered with a three-pointer of her own, and that's where we stand. It's 3-3 with 6.5 minutes left in the first quarter. As we said, Jaden Dunn averaging 9.8 points a game, and she's a 70% free throw shooter and leads the team with 19 assists. The inbound for the Lady Bucks. Into Christina Bolton. Now out top to Yvonne Ware. Shot on its way. No good. A rebound by Emilian Fowler to Jaden Dunn. Dunn to Shelby Kavinta on the far side. Puts up a jumper. No good. Rebound by Christina Bolton. Now again, down court to Taylor Helms. Helms back in the middle to Haley Helms. She puts up a jumper. No good. Rebound by Shelby Kavinta. She'll drive all the way down. Lays it up. It's no good. But a blocking foul is whistled against Yvonne Ware. Her first. At the free throw line is Shelby Kavinta. Shelby averages 7.5 points a game. First free throw on its way is a little bit short. She'll get another one. Next one on its way. That one's short as well. Barely touched the rim and fell straight down and out of bounds. Bucks will inbound under the George Ranch basket. That is two turnovers for the Longhorns. And the Lady Bucks get across midcourt. Yvonne Ware on the far side, guarded by Kavinta in the corner to Jasmine Robinson. And a shot is put up and a foul. Foul whistled against Jaden Dunn. And she looks a little bit surprised. And she's telling Coach Pierce, I wasn't even there. But nonetheless, she's got her first personal foul. Taylor Helms' first free throw is no good. That one hit the front rim, went to the back rim, and fell off. She'll get another one here. We're tied at three, 5:29 left in the first quarter. Next one on its way. That one is good. And the Bucks lead 4-3. To Shelby Kavinta on the near side here. To Emilian Fowler. Isabella Little. Kavinta with a three-pointer, and that's good. Shelby Kavinta with a three-pointer. And the Longhorns lead 6-4. Longhorns apply the press. Broken by Haley Helms. Helms puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Shelby Kavinta. Kavinta again down the lane. Puts up the left-hander. And that's no good. And another blocking foul against Yvonne Ware. Kind of deja vu. Same thing happened just a few seconds ago. Kavinta went down the lane. Missed the shot. And the blocking foul by Yvonne Ware. Same thing happened here. First free throw is no good by Shelby Kavinta. All the George Ranch points are three-pointers. One by Kavinta, one by Jaden Dunn. Second free throw on its way and no good. Rebounded by the Lady Bucks. Christina Bolton with the basketball. Jaden Dunn on her, into the corner. Now down low. And the putback is good by Taylor Helms. Helms with 3 points. And the Bucks have tied it at six. Isabella Little drives the baseline, puts up the left-handed jumper. No good. A little bit too strong. The rebound by Sydney Pettit. She gets it ahead. To Jacqueline Aguilar is in the game for the Lady Bucks. Again, down the middle. Jump shot put up by Christina Bolton. No good. And last touch by Emilian Fowler. George Ranch had it temporarily, but Fowler could not hold on and knocked it out of bounds. Bucks get it in. Jump shot by Taylor Helms. No good. Rebounded by Emilian Fowler. Fowler out top to Jaden Dunn. Back to Milan Francis Miller in the corner to Shelby Kavinta. No good. Rebounded by Isabella Little. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebound by Aguilar. And the Lady Bucks move down court to Christina Bolton. Over to Aguilar. That's Jocelyn Aguilar, the sophomore player for the Lady Bucks. This one stolen away by Jaden Dunn. Second turnover by the Bucks. Dunn tries to drive the lane. And she's whistled for traveling. And one of the Bucks had certainly tried to stop that shot. Jaden went sprawling, face first on the court. Ball went out of bounds, and she was whistled for traveling. Three turnovers for George Ranch, two for the Bucks. And good hands over there by Milan Francis Miller to knock out the inbound play. In the lineup for George Ranch, China Amuldeke. Over to Christina Bolton. Bolton in the corner to Denitria Nelson, who's also a sophomore and in the game for the Bucks. That one blocked momentarily. Bucks retain possession, and this time that pass is too long and too high and goes out of bounds. Three turnovers for the Lady Bucks. They're tied with George Ranch in that category, and the score is tied at six with 2:52 left in the first quarter. Long shot by Jaden Dunn. That one is off. And rebounded by Christina Bolton. Bolton in the corner to Haley Helms. Helms back outside to Bolton. Three-pointer on its way. That's short. Rebound by the Bucks. Back to Bolton. Back to Aguilar. Puts up the jump shot. No good. Rebound fought for by China Amuldike. And it goes out of bounds. Last touched by China. And so the Bucks will inbound under their own basket. 2:25 left in the first quarter. And we're tied at six. The inbound comes to Caitlin Andell, who's in. And feeds down low to Denitria Nelson, who puts the basket in. It's 8-6, Bucks. Jaden Dunn with the right-hand dribble to Emilian Fowler. Back to Jaden Dunn at the top of the key. In the corner to Milan Francis Miller. Cross-court to Jaden Dunn. To Shelby Caventa. Two-point jump shot on its way. No good. Rebounded by Jocelyn Aguilar. And Aguilar will take it up court. Gives it off to Caitlin Andell. In the corner to Sydney Pettit. Back out top to Andell. Inside to Haley Helms. Back out to Andell. In the corner to Pettit. And back outside. Bucks moving the ball around. Stolen away by Jaden Dunn. Dunn on the left side. Puts up the layup. It's short. The rebound by Aguilar. Here come the Bucks down court. That one poked away by George Ranch. Five turnovers for the Bucks. And a foul is whistled down court against Jocelyn Aguilar. She's a sophomore for the Lady Bucks, and that's her first. Emilian Fowler checks out, and back in the ballgame, Isabella Little. Isabella Little is one of four George Ranch players in the top 20 in scoring in District 23-6A. Here's a jump shot by Isabella Little, and right on cue, she knocks one down, and George Ranch ties it up again. It's 8-8. All right, this one to Jocelyn Aguilar. She has her shot blocked by China Amuldike, taken away by George Ranch. Six turnovers for the Bucks. In the corner to Milan Francis Miller. She puts up the jumper. No good. Rebounded by Isabella Little. Back out to Milan Francis Miller, to Shelby Caventa. She puts up the jumper, and that's good. She was on the three-point line, but that's called a two-point basket. And George Ranch has the lead, 10-8. Stolen away now by George Ranch. Isabella Little puts up the jumper. That's no good, but she's fouled. Foul by Macy Perez for the Lady Bucks. And at the free throw line is Isabella Little. She's got 2 points in the ballgame. George Ranch leads by two, 10-8. First free throw is off the back iron. No good. Seven turnovers for the Bucks. George Ranch with three. Isabella Little's second free throw, no good. The rebound by China Amuldike and the putback, no good. And that one is fought for underneath and bounced on the baseline and out of bounds. George Ranch with four turnovers, and the Bucks try to inbound. Good press by George Ranch, and they can't get it in the allotted 5 seconds. And the Longhorns will have this one to inbound under their own basket with 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Way out top to Milan Francis Miller, to Jaden Dunn. Three-pointer on its way is good. Jaden Dunn with 6 points on 2 3-pointers. And the Longhorns open the lead to 5, 13-8. Bucks get it in. This one stolen away by Amuldike. Down low to Jaden Dunn. Dunn puts up the layup as the buzzer sounds, and that basket is good. And the Longhorns outscore the Bucks 15-8 in our opening quarter. You're listening to live George Ranch Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The art and science of prosthodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
Back at George Ranch High School for the start of quarter number two. Longhorns lead it by 7, 15-8. We'll update you on the scoring when we get an opportunity. Ball inbounded to Jocelyn Aguilar to start quarter number two. In the corner to Sydney Pettit. Back out top to Caitlin Andell. Andell with a little stutter step puts up the jump shot. No good. The rebound by Denitria Nelson. And Nelson gets it back out top to Aguilar. In the corner to Sydney Pettit to Aguilar. Now a long shot by Andell, and that one off the iron, but rebounded by the Bucks. Underneath to Haley Helms. Helms puts up the jumper, no good. Three or four good shots by the Bucks, none of them dropped in, and the rebound by Isabella Little. And the first shot of the game by Lauren Crouch, and she puts that one in. It's a three-pointer, and George Ranch leads by 10 now, 18-8. Lauren Crouch off the bench and drains the three-pointer. Out top to Jocelyn Aguilar. In the corner to Denitria Nelson. Back out to Aguilar to Andell on the far side. Andell's pass is broken up momentarily by George Ranch. And then the Bucks get a shot off and a foul. Foul whistled against Isabella Little, her first. At the free throw line, Haley Helms. Helms did not figure in the scoring in the first quarter and trying to drop in some free throws here in early part of quarter number two. Her shot is good. Haley Helms will get another. She's a 5'5 senior and playing with her sister, 5'8 senior Taylor Helms. Next free throw on its way, and that one's good as well. Haley Helms with two free throws. And the Bucks have 10. George Ranch with 18. Longhorns by 8. To Jaden Dunn, who works the far side. Dunn to Isabella Little out top to Shelby Caventa. Caventa here on the near side, shuffles her feet a little bit, maintains the dribble, and a drive on the basket by Milan Francis Miller. The shot does not drop, but she's fouled. And the foul whistled against Denitria Nelson, her first at the free throw line, Milan Francis Miller. Miller is 11th in the district in scoring. One of four George Ranch players making that list in the top 20. First free throw is off the iron. She'll get another one. In the first quarter, Jaden Dunn had 2 3-pointers and a basket with 8 points. 2 by Isabella Little and 5 by Shelby Caventa. Second free throw is off the mark as well. Rebounded by the Bucks. Jocelyn Aguilar in the corner to Denitria Nelson. Nelson tries to get it inside, and that ball is knocked away and fought for by Isabella Little and Taylor Helms. And the award goes to George Ranch. That's turnover number 10 for the Lady Bucks. They had 9 in the first quarter. Now this one, George Ranch with just 4 in the first quarter. Jaden Dunn walks this one up. Good pick set by Danielle Dunk. And taking advantage of that is Jaden Dunn, who drives the lane, lays it up and in. George Ranch by 10, 20 to 10. Good press by Isabella Little. It gets Christina Bolton to pick up her dribble. Now Jaden Dunn interrupts the pass, but she's whistled for the personal foul. A little too aggressive there. Her second on the night. Bucks are not in the bonus yet. Two fouls on Jaden Dunn and one on Isabella Little. Two by Yvonne Ware, one by Jocelyn Aguilar, and one by Denitria Nelson, one by Macy Perez. That's it for the Lady Bucks. 5:39 left before halftime. George Ranch by 10. Ooh, almost a good steal by Jaden Dunn. Bucks get it down low. This shot is put up, catches no rim, rebounded on the other side by Shelby Cavinta to Isabella Little. Inside to Danielle Dunk, stolen away by the Bucks. And down court, laying up and in is Christina Bolton. Bolton with 5 points and the lead cut down to 8. It's 20 to 12, George Ranch. Longhorns 5-14, 1-3 in the district. And Lady Bucks 5-15 and 0-4 in the district. Shot put up by Danielle Dunk is no good. Rebounded by the Bucks. And now down court to Jocelyn Aguilar. To Christina Bolton on the far side. Back to Aguilar at the free throw line. Tied up by Jaden Dunn. And gets a pass over to Bolton. Bolton guarded by Cavinta. Now inside to Taylor Helms. She tries to put one up and has the ball knocked away and off her leg and out of bounds. Turnover number 11 for the Bucks. Danielle Dunk checks out. Isabella Little checks out. In comes Emilian Fowler. And China Amuldiki for George Ranch. That rounds out the 5. Ball is inbounded by the Bucks. Apparently it was out of bounds, George Ranch. Shot put up, no good. And a drive on the basket at the other end by Emilian Fowler. That shot is no good. And then the ball hits her leg and goes out of bounds. That's turnover number 6 for George Ranch. Inbounding is Christina Bolton. On her, Emilian Fowler. Checking in, Denitria Nelson. Checking out, Macy Perez. .418 left in the second quarter. George Ranch by 8. It's 20-12. Longhorns do get the Bucks to turn it over. Had to kind of wait and see what the call was. But it went off the Bucks and out of bounds. That now is turnover number 11 for the Bucks. George Ranch gets it in under their own basket. Jaden Dunn with a three-pointer. No good. A rebound by Milan Francis Miller. Over on the far side to Emilian Fowler. She puts it up. No good. China Amuldiki with the putback. That's too strong. Off to the other side. Christina Bolton with the pass down low. And that one is no good. And a foul whistled against Taylor Helms after George Ranch got possession of the basketball. A foul whistled against Helms, her first. Now the inbound to Shelby Cavinta to Emilian Fowler. And Milan Francis Miller here on the near side to Jaden Dunn. Back to Fowler, who drives on the left side. Puts up a shot. It's no good. And she's fouled down low. Foul whistled against Taylor Helms, her second. Couple of the Lady Bucks in a little bit of foul trouble. Two on Yvonne Ware, two on Taylor Helms so far before halftime. First free throw put up by Milan Francis Miller. That's no good. In comes Aaliyah Robinson. And checking out for a little bit is Taylor Helms. Milan Francis Miller with her fourth free throw on the night. And that one is off the back iron. She's 0 for 4 from the free throw line. Rebounded by Aguilar. Jocelyn brings it up on the far side. Guarded by Kavinta. And that one off the hands of Denitria Nelson and out of bounds. 12th turnover for the Lady Bucks. Emilian Fowler gets it into Jaden Dunn. Dunn walks it up court. No press by the Lady Bucks. To the near side to Kavinta. Kavinta down low to China Amyildiki, who spins and lays it up and in. First 2 points of the night for China. George Ranch by 10, 22-12. Stolen away by George Ranch and laid up and in by Emilian Fowler. The Longhorns doing a good job converting on those turnovers. That's turnover number 13, and the Bucks call a timeout. It's 24-12, George Ranch. You're listening to Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridgepoint High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
We sure do win at the ranch, and currently we're winning at the ranch. It's 24-12 with 3:04 left before halftime. Lady Longhorns over the Lady Bucks by 12. The Bucks will inbound under the George Ranch basket. They get it in to Jocelyn Aguilar. Aguilar back to Christina Bolton, who breaks the George Ranch press and makes it across midcourt. Now in the corner to Aaliyah Robinson. Robinson to Aguilar out top, momentarily loses it, and now the Bucks do lose it. Now down court to Shelby. Kavinta puts up the shot, and it hit the underside of the backboard and came straight down, hit a trailing Lady Bucks player and went out of bounds. So George Ranch got a break there as Kavinta's shot was off, but the Longhorns get the ball back. Here's a jump shot from the free throw line. Emilian Fowler cannot get it to go in, and this one knocked away by Kavinta from behind. Aaliyah Robinson was heading down court, and Shelby wisely knocked it away from her and out of bounds, so the Lady Longhorns can reset. Haley Helms will inbound. Having a little bit of difficulty getting in, finally does, and it's taken away by the Longhorns. Jaden Dunn to Shelby Kavinta. Kavinta can't get a shot off. Now gets it to China Amyildiki, who drives the lane, and she's fouled. The foul on Aaliyah Robinson, her first. And at the free throw line is China Amyildiki. Got her first basket here in the second quarter. Trying to add to that now. Longhorns by 12, 24-12. Amyildiki's first free throw is good, and she'll get another. Haley Helms checks out. And in for the Bucks is Caitlin Andell. China Amuldike averages 5 points a game for George Ranch. That second free throw is off the mark, but rebounded by the Longhorns. Shelby Caventa with the three-pointer, no good. But right there is China Amuldike, who lays it up and in. After getting the rebound, it's 27-12, Longhorns. Jaden Dunn knocks it out of bounds. Almost another steal by George Ranch. Caitlin Andell will inbound. She's being pressed there by Emilian Fowler. Gets it into Aguilar. On her is Milan Francis Miller. Back over to Andell. Now down court to Christina Bolton. Bolton tries to get it inside. It's stolen away by George Ranch. 16 turnovers by the Bucks. And George Ranch answers right there and throws the ball right into the hands of Caitlin Andell to Christina Bolton. Bolton out top, being guarded by Shelby Caventa. Down low to Andell. Drives on the basket. No good. Rebounded by China Amuldike. Amuldike across midcourt. Takes it herself. Tries to put up a running jumper. No good. Partially blocked. And into the hands of the Lady Bucks. Here's Andell driving the baseline. Loses control momentarily. It's knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. Isabella Little checks in for Shalisha Pierce's club. And out comes Milan Francis Miller. Inbound, and the jump shot is no good. Inbounded to Denitra Nelson. Her jumper does not drop. Now to Shelby Caventa, who puts a layup too strong and off the boards. And then comes around and commits a personal foul from behind on one of the Lady Bucks. That's Shelby's first personal foul of the night. Christina Bolton is a 5'7 freshman for the Lady Bucks. Throws it into the hands of Emilian Fowler, who puts up the jumper, and that's no good. And she's fouled. Followed by Caitlin Andell, her first. At the free throw line is Emilian Fowler. She has 2 points on the night. And the first free throw, a little bit strong and off the back iron. 27-12, George Ranch by 15. Back in the ballgame, Lauren Crouch for George Ranch. Lauren's a junior, came in and promptly hit a three-pointer early in the second quarter. That one is no good again by Fowler, rebounded by the Bucks. To Aguilar, and down low in the corner to Aaliyah Robinson, and Robinson is tied up, and the award goes to the Lady Bucks, so they'll inbound under their own basket with 37 seconds left before halftime. The inbound to Denitria Nelson, out top to Caitlin Andell. Andell guarded by Lauren Crouch. Crouch steals the basketball. Now feeds Isabella Little for the easy layup. Isabella Little with 4 points. And George Ranch by 17, 29-12. To Jocelyn Aguilar, 14 seconds left before half. To Christina Bolton on the far side. Lauren Crouch on her. Now Denitra Nelson out top to Aguilar. Jaden Dunn on her. Now the free throw line jump shot by Denitra Nelson is no good. And that's the buzzer ending the first half of play. It's the Lady Longhorns 29 and the Lady Bucks 12. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, find cool Dodge Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com, pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Back at George Ranch High School, it's halftime. Lady Longhorns 29 and the Lady Bucks from Brazoswood 12 here at George Ranch. Here's the scoring in the first half for the Longhorns. All scorers are led by Jaden Dunn with 10, 2 by Emilian Fowler, 3 by Lauren Crouch, 4 by Isabella Little, and then 5 each by Chana Amuldiki and Shelby Covinta. That's the 29 for George Ranch. Longhorns with 8 turnovers, 4 in each quarter so far at halftime here. For the Lady Bucks, their leading scorer is Christina Bolton with 5, 2 each by Denitria Nelson and Haley Helms, and then a 3-pointer by Taylor Helms, and that's the scoring for the Bucks. Bucks with 9 turnovers in the first quarter, 8 here in the second quarter for a total of 17 as we sit here at halftime. I'm sure Lindsay Robertson will be talking to her forces about cutting down on those turnovers. A lot of points coming from George Ranch after they stole the ball away or the ball was thrown away by the Lady Bucks, and the Longhorns were able to convert on that. George Ranch is averaging about 34 points a game. They're well on their way to that this evening with 29 at half. As we've said, the Longhorns came into the game at 5-14 overall and then 1-3 in a 23-6A play. The Bucks 5-15, almost a similar overall record, but no district wins as they come in here to George Ranch at 0-4. A couple messages. When we come back, we'll get you set up for the third quarter. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Basketball live on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harold and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at haroldentistry.com. That's Harold and Johnson Dentistry.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
And another shout-out to one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. Gilman Auto Group has been working hard in the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend communities for 78 years. This is their 79th year of service to those communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of automobiles in their new and pre-owned inventory. Just come on out to their lot and find the vehicle that fits your needs. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend, 26029 Southwest Freeway. That's in Rosenberg. You can call Gilman Honda at 1-800-615-2726 or find them on the web at Gilman Honda FT Bend. That's Gilman Honda FT Bend.com. Gilman Honda, one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhyme's office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhyme's website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhyme's and his staff. Stuart Rhyme's, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch, we had a split in the earlier games. Longhorns won the freshman game 64-18 over the Bucks. Bucks returned the favor by pulling out a two-pointer 30-28 in the JV game. And as it stands now, Varsity up on top of the Lady Bucks, 29-12, as we start the third quarter. George Ranch moving left to right now across your radio dial, across your phone or laptop or tablet, however you're listening to us, to Jaden Dunn, to Isabella Little at the top. Down low to Milan Francis Miller. Back out top to Emilian Fowler. Puts up the jumper. No good. And a foul from behind on Milan Francis Miller. Her first. Tried to get in there and knock that one away over the back of one of the Lady Bucks and whistled for the personal foul. Inbound to Caitlin Andell. Andell gets it across the line to Haley Helms. And Helms is fouled by Jaden Dunn, her third. Helms gets it in to her sister, Taylor, who puts up the jumper, no good. Now down court to Shelby Covinto, who puts up the jumper, no good. Rebounded by the Bucks. Cross court now to Caitlin Andell. Andell down low, and the ball momentarily knocked away by the Bucks, or by the Longhorns rather. Back to the Bucks. Jump shot put up by Yvonne Ware. That's no good. Rebounded by Jaden Dunn. She drives the lane at the other end of the court. Can't get that one to drop. The rebound by Haley Helms. Yvonne Ware, the 5'3 senior with the basketball, now in the corner to Sydney Pettit, and around the horn to Caitlin Andell on the far side of the court, and this one down into the corner to Haley Helms and out of bounds. First turnover of the second half. Jaden Dunn with the right hand, now left hand dribble across the timeline. The Bucks have never pressed George Ranch at all during the ball game. Emilian Fowler with the turnaround jumper. No good. And whistled for the offensive foul on the push. That's a first personal foul by Fowler. Inbound to Yvonne Ware. And Jaden Dunn is promptly on her. Now double teamed by Emilian Fowler. But the Bucks get the ball down court. Here's a jump shot by Yvonne Ware. That one spins around the rim and comes out. And knocked out of bounds by George Ranch. So the Bucks will retain possession and inbound this one under their own basket. Ball triggered inbounds to Ware. And now a little backup dribble as she tries to set things up. Now drives the lane, puts up the jump shot. That one off the back iron, no good. Rebounded by Milan Francis Miller, and then has it poked out of bounds by Sydney Pettit. George Ranch will inbound on the far side. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHS iRadio for Lady Longhorns basketball. It's 29-12, Longhorns by 17. Emilian Fowler in the corner to Jaden Dunn. She puts up a long one, no good. Rebounded by Isabella Little. And the tie-up underneath by Sydney Pettit. And that one is awarded to the Bucks. First turnover of the second half for George Ranch. Bucks get across the timeline by Haley Helms. Helms to Andell, puts up the jumper, no good. Rebounded by Isabella Little. Over to Milan Francis Miller. Now to Shelby Covinto. Covinto to Isabella Little, puts up the jumper. And it looks like she may have stepped on the baseline. No, she was fouled on the baseline by Sydney Pettit. Her first personal foul. No shot, no basket. The inbound to Covinto, puts up the three-pointer, and that's no good. Isabella Little with the rebound. Good save there. Over to Jaden Dunn. Dunn at the free throw line and has that one knocked away. And Yvonne Ware commits her third personal foul. Milan Francis Miller will inbound the ball in front of the George Ranch bench. Gets it into Shelby Caventa, back to Milan Francis Miller. She drives the right side, no good, and gives it over to Isabella Little, who puts up the jumper, and that is good. Isabella with 6 points on the night, and the Longhorn lead is 19. Drive on the basket by Pettit. First shot, no good. Second shot is good. And Sydney Pettit is on the board for the Bucks. It's 31-14. Too little. Emilian Fowler here on the right side, right in front of the George Ranch bench. Now drives the lane. Little left-handed hook shot. No good. Rebounded by Sydney Pettit. Pettit to Yvonne Ware. Ware driving the left side. Now pulls up short. Kind of curls around and gets it out to Caitlin Andell. In the corner to Helms. Back out to Andell. Now the jump shot by Yvonne Ware is off. Rebounded by Milan Francis Miller. Miller on the left side takes it herself. No good. Rebounded by Pettit. To Andell down court. To Haley Helms. Helms puts up the layup. And that one is too strong over the rim. And into the hands of Milan Francis Miller. Shelby Caventa walks across the line to Jaden Dunn in the corner. Dunn puts up the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Yvonne Ware. Ware ahead to Caitlin Andell. Andell in the left corner. Now to Haley Helms. Helms puts one up. No good. Rebound. And the turnaround jumper is also no good by Pettit. Now to Helms. And finally, a foul is called. Foul whistled against Isabella Little, her second on the night. At the free throw line, Taylor Helms with 3 points. She had a basket and a free throw in the first quarter. 3:16 left in the third quarter. First free throw is in and out by Taylor Helms. A couple players in for George Ranch. China Amuldiki, Lauren Crouch check in. Out comes Milan Francis Miller and Isabella Little. All right, here's Taylor Helms with her second opportunity from the free throw line. Second shot is on his way, and that one is good. She's got 4 points, and the Bucks have 15. George Rancher, 31. Jaden Dunn walks this one up. Now tries to loft one down low to China Amuldiki. The little spinning shot is no good. Block. And Amuldiki gets it back out. Now to Emilian Fowler. This one stolen away. Turnover number 10 for George Ranch. And the layup is no good by Yvonne Ware at the far end. And a tie-up between Pettit and Shelby Caventa. And the award this time goes to George Ranch. That's turnover number 19 on the night for the Lady Bucks. Jaden Dunn walks this one across. Little pick set by Amuldiki. Now up top to Shelby Caventa. Puts up the jump shot from the top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Yvonne Ware. Ware on the left side. Tries to get it down low. It goes out of bounds and off the hand of Taylor Helms. The turnover bug has played the Bucks all game long. 9 in the first, 8 in the second, and 3 here in the third quarter for 20 turnovers. George Ranch with 10. Now the backwards dribble for a bit by Jaden Dunn. Over to Lauren Crouch. Down low to Shelby Caventa. Puts up the jumper. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts that one up. That's no good. Tries a third time, and she's fouled by Taylor Helms, her third. Three opportunities by Shelby Caventa. The third one gets her to the free throw line. She's got 5 points on the night, all in the first quarter. Now you can make that six as she drains the free throw. Shelby Caventa averages 7.5 points a game. And she's got seven as that second free throw drops through. It's 33-15, Longhorns by 18. To Taylor Helms. Helms down low to Caitlin Andell, who stops short, can't get a shot off, gets it outside to Yvonne Ware. Now in the corner to Denitria Nelson. Cross court to Andell, now down low to Sydney Pettit. To Andell, back to Yvonne Ware. A Bucks all around the horn. And now an official's timeout as one of the Lady Longhorns is down. That's Jaden Dunn on the court. And she's being looked at just momentarily by Shelby Jacobs. Jaden will walk over here towards the bench. And Shalisha Pierce will check Milan Francis Miller into the ball game. And Jaden Dunn will have a seat. Shelby Jacobs walks her all the way over to the bench. Looks like she might have taken an elbow to the jaw. And so she will have a seat and be ministered to by Shelby Jacobs. And the Bucks will inbound. Caitlin Andell will do that in front of the scorer's table. Gets it into Yvonne Ware. To Helms. Back to Yvonne Ware. Shelby Caventa on her. Over to Caitlin Andell. Around the horn to Yvonne Ware. Ware being guarded by Caventa. Back to Andell. She's double-teamed on the far side. Back to Yvonne Ware. Ware into the corner to Haley Helms. Helms back out top to Ware. Bucks can't get a shot off. And now a travel is whistled against the Bucks. That's 21 turnovers for them. In the ball game, Macy Perez, and checking out, at least momentarily, is Taylor Helms. Less than a minute to play in the third quarter. George Ranch by 18. Caventa on the far side in the corner, being guarded by Ware. Now out top to Lauren Crouch. Lets a three-pointer go. No good. Rebounded by Haley Helms. To Yvonne Ware. Ware drives the right side. That's no good. Kept in bounds by Pettit. And now referee says that Sydney Pettit stepped on the out-of-bounds line. Fifth turnover of the quarter for the Bucks. 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Shelby Caventa walks this one up to Milan Francis Miller. In the corner to Lauren Crouch. Now top to Emilian Fowler. To Caventa. Caventa guarded by Ware. A dribble. And a pass down low to China Amuldiki, who puts up a shot and a foul. Foul whistled against Macy Perez, her second at the free throw line, is China Amuldiki with 5 points on the night. First free throw is a little bit short off the front iron. She'll get another one of those. And in checks, senior, 5'10 senior, a woman with an awesome last name for a basketball player. It's Danielle Dunk, is ready to come in for George Ranch. She checks in. Amuldiki checks out. She missed that second free throw, so Danielle Dunk checks in for her. Now the inbound to Yvonne Ware. 12 seconds left in the quarter. Ware here on the near side to Pettit. Pettit loses control of the basketball. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Bucks. Sixth turnover of the quarter. Glad you joined us tonight for live Lady Longhorns basketball from George Ranch. This one to Milan Francis Miller. The long one on the way as the quarter comes to an end. And the ball goes out of bounds. Let's see if the referees will just take the horn at the third quarter. There actually was some time left before the ball went out, but we'll call it a quarter. It's 34-15, George Ranch. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball from the ranch on GRHS iRadio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solutions, and Train's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Back at George Ranch, quarter number four coming up. The Bucks will inbound on the far side. Christina Bolton will do that. George Ranch 34 and the Lady Bucks 15. The inbound to Yvonne Ware. Over to Haley Helms. Back to Yvonne Ware at the top of the key. She's guarded out there by Shelby Caventa. Now Caventa slides over as the ball goes into the corner. To Pettit. Back out top to Yvonne Ware. To Haley Helms. In the corner to Caitlin Andell. Shot put up. No good. Rebounded by Emilian Fowler. And a blocking foul whistled against Yvonne Ware. That's her fourth. Scoring through three quarters of play. First for the visiting Lady Bucks. 5 points by Christina Bolton. Two each by Sydney Pettit and Denitria Nelson. Four by Taylor Helms. Two by Haley Helms. And the Lady Bucks with 23 turnovers on the night. We'll get to the George Ranch scoring here in a moment. Drive on the basket by Caventa. No good. Rebound and the putback is good by Danielle Dunk. Her first 2 points of the night. Longhorns with 36 points. Bucks get it across the timeline. Jocelyn Aguilar out top to Haley Helms. Around the horn to Pettit. Back to Aguilar and stolen away by the Longhorns' Lauren Crouch. And this one put it finally by Jocelyn Aguilar, who took that loose ball and knocked it down for the Lady Bucks. It's 36-17. Emilian Fowler to Shelby Caventa on the far side. Three-pointer on its way. No good. A rebound by Danielle Dunk. The putback is too hard. Off the boards and rebounded by Aguilar. Jocelyn with the basketball out top. Into the corner to Christina Bolton. Shot put up, no good. And the tie-up underneath between Danielle Dunk and Denitria Nelson. And the award goes to George Ranch. And walking the basketball up court is Shelby Caventa. In for George Ranch, Famagan Ibuku. Ibuku seeing her first action tonight. Now out top to Lauren Crouch. She drives the left side, puts up the shot, no good. Rebounded by Danielle Dunk. The putback is blocked out of bounds by Denitria Nelson. George Ranch will inbound right under their own basket. Shelby Caventa will do that. 5:50 left in the basketball game. Trying to get a score on the men who are down in Clute playing against the Buccaneers of Brazoswood. And if we can get that, we'll certainly pass that along to you. To Aguilar. To Sydney Pettit on the far side. Long three-pointer on its way by Christina Bolton. No good. Ball is knocked out of bounds. Aguilar could not save it from going out of bounds. George Ranch will inbound right in front of Brazos Woods' bench. Here comes Shelby Caventa. She walks this one up. She's met out top by Jocelyn Aguilar. Aguilar over to Jaden Dunn. Dunn driving the left side, puts up the running layup. That's no good. And a foul whistled against Christina Bolton, her first. At the free throw line is Jaden Dunn. Dunn leading all scorers tonight with 10. She had 8 in the first quarter, 2 3-pointers and a basket, and then a couple in the second quarter, nothing in the third quarter, and now a free throw here in the fourth. She's got 11 points. Next free throw on its way by Jaden Dunn, and that one good as well. Dunn with 12, and the Longhorns lead by 21. This one to Haley Helms. Helms gets it across. Now across court to Jocelyn Aguilar. Aguilar guarded by Lauren Crouch. Into the lane. Jump shot put up by Haley Helms. No good. Rebounded by Shelby Caventa. Caventa to Jaden Dunn. Dunn at the free throw line. Jump shot is good. Jaden Dunn with 14 points. Inbound to Aguilar. Stolen away by George Ranch. Here's Lauren Crouch on the left side. Puts up the layup. No good. A little bit high off the board. Rebounded by Jaden Dunn to Shelby Caventa. Cross court to Milan Francis Miller. Now on top to Jaden Dunn. And a three-second call is whistled against the Longhorns. That's turnover number 11 for George Ranch. While Jaden Dunn was setting up for that jumper out by the top of the key, one of the Longhorns was camped out under the basket, and the three-second violation was called. Bucks get this one in, and down to Aaliyah Robinson, who can't control it. And it goes out of bounds for a turnover for the Bucks. Number 4 for the Bucks here in the fourth quarter. The inbound to Milan Francis Miller. George Ranch leads by 23, 40-17 here at the Ranch. Shelby Caventa guarded out top by Sydney Pettit. Now to Jaden Dunn. Dunn guarded by Jocelyn Aguilar to Lauren Crouch. To Shelby Caventa, three-pointer on its way from the top of the key, and that one is good by Shelby Caventa. She's got 10 points on the night. 2 3-pointers, a couple free throws, and a basket for Shelby. Whistle on the far side, a foul on Lauren Crouch, her first. Here comes Isabella Little, and checking out for the Longhorns is Milan Francis Miller. Once again, we'll see if we can pick up a George Ranch score on Twitter, if any of the fans there are willing to share that for us. This one tried to get it down low off one of the hands of George Ranch, and the Bucks will retain possession under their own basket. Christina Bolton inbounds it to Jocelyn Aguilar. Aguilar, a little backwards dribble so she can get herself set up. Now to Sydney Pettit. Down low to Aaliyah Robinson. And Robinson is fouled as she drives down the lane. Foul whistled against Isabella Little, her third. Apparently not a shooting foul, as the Bucks will take it out under their own basket. Isabella got her hand in there before Robinson started her drive to the basket. Now in the corner to Christina Bolton. Out top to Aguilar. That pass picked off by Isabella Little. Little drives on the right side, puts up the layup. Isabella Little with 8 points on the night. George Ranch 45, Lady Bucks 17. 2:50 left in the ballgame. This one is saved from going out of bounds, but into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Dunn with the left-handed layup. That's no good, but a foul down low on a trailing Christina Bolton. Check that. Jocelyn Aguilar with the personal foul, her second. And at the free throw line is Jaden Dunn. Dunn with 14 points on the night. First free throw on its way from Jaden Dunn is good. Her third of the fourth quarter. China Amuldike checks in, as does Yvonne Ware for the Lady Bucks. Kavinta is out for George Ranch, as is Haley Helms for the Bucks. Second free throw on its way, and that one's good again by Jaden Dunn. 6 points in this quarter, 16 for the ball game for Jaden Dunn. And she's checking out of the ball game. Jaden Dunn with a good night's work. 16 points for the sophomore. Almost double up on her average per game. She averages 19.8 points a game and pours in 16 tonight for George Ranch. To Yvonne Ware, this one down low to Aaliyah Robinson. Robinson is fouled going down the lane. Foul whistled against China Amuldike, her first. And now at the free throw line is Aaliyah Robinson. Robinson's first free throw is on its way off the front iron and no good. She'll get a second one here. And that one rolls around and falls off the right side. Rebounded by Tiffany Bird in the ball game for George Ranch to Isabella Little. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebound and the putback by Amuldike is no good. And the rebound and putback by Famagan Ibuku is also no good. And that one is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Bucks. George Ranch will inbound. Isabella Little will do that. 2:03 to play in the ball game. Little gets this one in to Lauren Crouch. Crouch with the jump shot inside the free throw line. That one is short and out of bounds. 12th turnover for George Ranch. The inbound to Yvonne Ware, who is the point guard for the Lady Bucks. Walks it across the timeline. No press by George Ranch. This one stolen away by Amuldike. She drives the left side, puts it up and in, and she's fouled. China Amuldike with the driving basket. She's got 7 points. The foul whistled against Christina Bolton, her second. At the free throw line, China Amuldike averages 5 points a night. She's got 7 tonight, and that one is short on the free throw. The rebound by Famagan Ibuku, and then the ball is stolen away. 13th turnover for George Ranch. One and a half minutes left to play in this 23-6A basketball game. Lady Bucks are in town from Brazoswood. And a drive on the lane by Macy Perez and a foul. Foul against Isabella Little, her fourth. At the free throw line, Macy Perez. No points tonight for Macy. She is a freshman playing on the varsity for the Bucks. First free throw is up and in for Macy Perez. Danielle Dunk is in the ball game. And out comes Isabella Little, while Lauren Crouch gets some words from Coach Pierce. Second free throw on its way by Macy Perez, and that's good as well. 2 points for Perez and 19 for the Lady Bucks. Walking the ball across the line is senior Tiffany Bird to Lauren Crouch. Into Danielle Dunk, puts up the jumper from the free throw line. No good. This one is rebounded by China Amuldiki, and she's tied up. And the award this time goes to the Bucks. 14 turnovers for George Ranch. Inside a minute to play here on a Tuesday night at George Ranch High School. 49, Bucks 19. Shot put up by Yvonne Ware. No good. Rebounded by Tiffany Bird. And Bird is fouled from behind by Yvonne Ware. And that's her fifth personal foul. And as soon as the buzzer sounds, she will walk over and shake hands with Coach Pierce. And she is out of the ball game. Yvonne Ware scoreless tonight and fouls out of the ball game. At the free throw line is Tiffany Bird, trying to get her first couple points of the night. First free throw on its way off the front iron, rebounded by the Bucks. Caitlin Andell walks this one across the line. Tiffany Bird picks her up by the top of the key. Now to Jocelyn Aguilar. Out top to Christina Bolton. And back to Caitlin Andell. This one broken up by Lauren Crouch. Crouch drives on the basket. No good. Put back by Amuldiki is no good. And the ball is knocked out of bounds by the Bucks. George Ranch will get it again. Lauren Crouch could not convert on the layup. China Amuldiki had an opportunity to knock that one back in. She couldn't get it to drop. And the Bucks knock it out of bounds. Lauren Crouch slaps the basketball, gets it in to Danielle Dunk. The jump shot is good. Danielle Dunk with 4 points all here in the fourth quarter. And the Longhorns will win this one tonight, go to 2-3 in district, and 6-14 on the season. And a foul whistled against China Amuldiki, her second. At the free throw line is Caitlin Andell. No points for Caitlin tonight. She's a junior for the Lady Bucks. Bucks are in the bonus. First one on its way and good. She'll get another. Caitlin Andell with her first point of the night. Second free throw is too hard off the back iron. The rebound and the putback by Aaliyah Robinson. That one is too strong to Amuldiki. Down court to Lauren Crouch. And that is the final buzzer. George Ranch, a winner, 51-20 over the Lady Bucks. We'll wrap this one up from George Ranch in just a minute. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
The art and science of prothodontics, of restoring and rehabilitating mouths to full function and effectiveness, begins with the treatment of people. That's why the staff at Dr. Stuart Rhyme's office treat people first. Their patients are typically referred to the office by other dentists, physicians, and healthy patients. At Stuart Rhymes' office, the focus is on adult care, from single crowns to dentures to full mouth rehabilitation. Be sure to visit the Smile Gallery on Dr. Rhymes' website to view before and after pictures of the good work done by Stuart Rhymes and his staff. Stuart Rhymes, DDS and MS, 15958 City Walk, Suite 230 in Sugarland Town Square. Phone number 281-313-1565 or visit them on the web at rimesdds.com.
Back at George Ranch, we'll wrap this one up. Longhorns 51 and the Lady Bucks 20 here from George Ranch tonight. Longhorns move to 6-14 overall, 2-3 in 23 6A play. The Bucks fall down to 5-16 overall and 0-5 in district play. Leading all scorers tonight is Jaden Dunn with 16, 10 by Shelby Kavinta, 8 points for China Amuldiki, 8 points for Isabella Little, 4 points for Danielle Dunk, 3 for Lauren Crouch, and 2 for Emilian Fowler. And that's the scoring for the Lady Longhorns. They finished the ball game with 14 turnovers. For the Lady Bucks, led in scoring by Christina Bolton with 5, 4 by Taylor Helms, 2 each by Sydney Pettit, Jocelyn Aguilar, Denitria Nelson, and Macy Perez and Haley Helms. And let's see, a free throw by Caitlin Andell rounds out the scoring for the Bucks. They committed 31 turnovers. And, folks, that was really the game right there. George Ranch converted on many of those turnovers on the night. And that explains, in large measure, the 31-point victory by the Lady Longhorns of George Ranch. And let's check our schedule. Longhorns are on the road on Friday. They will move on to Pearland and play in Pearland at 7 o'clock on a Friday evening. And that means that the men will be back here. Charlie Jones's crew will be back here for a 7 o'clock tip-off, also against Pearland. So you can count on the men being here against Pearland and the women's basketball team traveling down to also play Pearland in 23-6A action. Final score again, George Ranch 51 and the Lady Bucks from Brazoswood 20. Thanks for listening tonight. I'm Tom Tarando. So long, everybody. We'll be right back.